Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
You know, Brady even says, like, you don't need to come over and cook breakfast every morning. But there's still something about even the therapy session they had last week where the therapist says, you know, Brady could use some, not stability, but consistency. And it's like, who cares what this kid needs? I mean, at this point, you know, he's 18. If the parents want to live together in a sort of not divorced but ignoring each other thing, like, go get a job and get a fucking apartment, kid. Anyway, that's just my weird hot take where I sound like a Republican from 1985. So, but they're sleeping in bed and Miranda is getting up and tripping on things and saying, sorry, sorry. And her face, oh my God, she looks like she's about to get abused. I'm like, okay, they're saying sorry. What, say it in a comedic way, trip and go, ow, sorry, 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 sorry. But not like, sorry. And her face is, oh, she looks so traumatized every fucking second. What happened to the Miranda that used to have an incompatible sleep schedule with Steve when he was the bartender? And they would have sex till 2 a.m. and she was like, I can't do this anymore. I gotta fucking go lawyer at 5 a.m. Or she'd get up at 5 a.m. and he'd still be asleep. And she didn't say, sorry, sorry, sorry. She just got up and did her thing. Why can't she act like this with Che? This is what I don't get. See, okay. And by the way, I'm starting to see comments out there online, little hints of this. I think the world is catching on to what I said years ago. Cynthia Nixon is a fucking narcissist, or somewhere on that scale, where she has become a producer on this show and is like, this character has to have the same life that I do. I love the plot that she became queer later in life. I think that's so relatable. I'm fine with that. And I'm fine with her changing and however she needs to change. The thing I'm not fine with is she's acting like this weird, squirrely little victim. And I just think that that seems incompatible with the story that Cynthia Nixon wants to tell, which is of this empowerment of deciding something later in life, realizing something later in life, and just changing it all up later in life. But why can't she do it with the same conviction she's done everything else? Well, you might say, Jen, this is new to her. Okay, but she's done things that are new to her before, and she didn't act like a neurotic person that's about to get slapped every second by her abusive partner. So I just don't understand it. And again, unless they pay it off later, where she looks back and goes, oh my God, I was this needy little victim just trying to do whatever Che wanted, then I will say, I was wrong. but there's just no signs of it. We haven't planted those seeds. If I was in the writer's room, I would say, okay, I know that by the last episode, you guys want Miranda to have this realization that she'd just been this needy little victim, but we can't be the only one seeing that she's acting that way. The character has to have glimmers, right? You've all been there in life. You realize one day you've been acting a certain way, but there were glimmers along the way. You know, whether she says it to a friend or a friend says to her, that's a great thing about writing is, if the character doesn't know something about themselves that's so obvious that we know and the writers want us to know, you have another character say it. Hey, Miranda, you've been acting like a fucking blah, blah, blah. You've been acting like a needy little victim. This isn't you. And then Miranda can go, you don't know me. That's not true. Or whatever she's going to react as. But you show it. You have the other characters. That's such a great writing tip. If you're writing something and this character that you're writing is doing a lot of the explaining who they are, flip it. Have people say to them, you always drink out of that mug when you're sad, you know, whatever, so that the character doesn't have to do a lot of weird self-exposition or realize things about themselves that you don't want them to realize until later. So there's no signposts along the way. And that's why we're also frustrated. We're like, does she know what she's doing? Does anybody know? I want to walk around until I see them filming this show, which I know they've already filmed, so it's too late for that. But I want to just insert myself into a scene and go, hi, I'm a new character. My name's Jen. Carrie, I just need to tell you, your friend Miranda is doing the weirdest shit that she's not telling you about. And, you know, she's acting like this weird victim. And Che is still married. And, you know, they haven't talked about it. Can you please talk to her about it? And then I just run out of the scene. And they're like, cut. And someone's like searching the script. Was that supposed to be in there? And, you know, they're running late. And they're like, just keep it in. We'll fix it in editing. And it stays in. I just spilled coffee on my laptop. Great. Anyway, okay. I got to motor through this. I got therapy in 45 minutes. I know you're like, isn't this your therapy? No, it's not. So Miranda's sneaking out of Che's apartment at 5 a.m., even though they went to bed at 4. And Che's a 46-year-old person. You know, it's not like Che's a 25-year-old comedian. I mean, I guess there are 46-year-old comics that still live that way. I couldn't. I would collapse. I mean, that's about when I stopped touring, not because I was too tired, but also I'm glad I did because I would probably be very tired. So anyway, but Miranda is throwing out hints to her friends. So she's going back to her apartment every morning and she's making breakfast for Brady. And she gets this pumpkin and she says, you know, let's carve pumpkins. It's Halloween. Brady says, you don't have to come home and cook breakfast every morning. And Miranda says, well, if I didn't, you know, you and Dad wouldn't eat. So I don't understand. Okay, so Miranda's been cooking breakfast for her two men in her life. What, for 18 years? And they wouldn't eat if it wasn't for her. And yet she was also a corporate lawyer working 80 hours a week. I think Magda was doing the cooking because Miranda didn't cook. She had Magda forever. So now I'm like, history is being rewritten and I'm supposed to believe that this is a thing she's always done, you know, and that they wouldn't. I know Magda died in real life and they probably don't want to be like, everyone's dying, you know, her, Willie, whatever his name is, Mr. Bagel. He didn't die, but he's a rapist. So same thing. It's dead to us. And so, but that character died. So, but it wouldn't have been crazy to be like, you know, we got a new Magda, whatever. The point is, I'm tired of the rewriting history. So, okay, now I'm going to believe that Miranda was cooking all these years and is trying to keep up that tradition. So what happened when she was in LA? Did no one eat? I mean, this is just the inconsistencies make my head spin. Brady could have said something sarcastic, like she could have said, well, if I don't cook for you guys, you won't eat. And he's like, yeah, I didn't eat the whole time you're in LA. Or like, what are you talking about? Dad makes a great omelet, something, anything. Stop. I just feel like I'm being, it literally feels like gaslighting.